Sister Kaylee sharing that song with us today. She has been a blessing to me with her willingness to serve the Lord. I want to certainly ask for your prayers today. I want to call your attention to have a little bit of a lengthy reading this morning, but I need to read these 20 verses. So if you want to read along, turn to Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5, and we want to, as a reading lesson, read the first 20 verses of that chapter. Mark chapter 5, beginning with verse 1. It says, "And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they saw it, and they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was coming to the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. Again, that's the first 20 verses of Mark chapter 5 for a scripture reading. And there are many parallels, many metaphors in this. There are many things that could be said about salvation. How that this man was possessed and he was walking among the dead and these things. But what I would like to talk about today is what God has left us here to do. What God has left us here to do as his people, the purpose for which we are here. We see in this that this man that was possessed, that there was no hope for him. The Bible says that there was nobody that could tame him. There was nobody that could do anything for him except the Lord Jesus Christ. He was the only one that had the power to take care of what was going on with this man. He was the only one that had the power to cast out these demons that had possessed him. And when he did that, and in the last part of this that I read, verses 18 through 20, when the Lord Jesus Christ did this, we can certainly imagine, and those of us that have been saved understand this, because we know that we once had a condition. We were lost and nobody could help us but Jesus. He was the only one that we could turn to for a remedy for what shape we were in. And so the scriptures tell us that after that Jesus had cast the devil out of this man, in verse 18, he came to Jesus and he prayed. That he prayed him, he made great petition of the Lord, I suppose you could say, that Jesus, that he could be with Jesus. He wanted to be with him. And Jesus did not permit that. He did not allow that. The 19th verse tells us that Jesus suffered him not. In other words, he did not grant his request to be with him. He had something else that he wanted him to do. And he told him that he wanted him to go home and to go to his friends and to tell them the great things that the Lord had done for him and how that the Lord had had compassion on him. In other words, Jesus wanted him to go and be a witness to others. And so the scripture tells us that that's what he began to do. He left and he began to go and publish among other people the great things that the Lord had done for him. Now, the Bible tells us in the first chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, I believe maybe verse 7 or 8 there, but the scriptures tell us that as God's people, as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, that our responsibility here in the world is to be witnesses for the Lord. We are to be His witnesses. Let's look at Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. And Jesus here said this to his church. He said, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." And so going back to Mark chapter 5, and the account of this man who had this demon possession, and Jesus came along and took care of the problem and told him to go and tell others what the Lord had done for him. Now, wouldn't it be great today for those of us who are saved, wouldn't it be wonderful to just be with Jesus? I mean, wouldn't it be great today to be with him where he's at? You know, that is the Lord's desire for us as his children, is to have us with him. We find in the 14th chapter of John, when he was talking to his disciples shortly before he was crucified, he told them that he was going to prepare a place for them. And he said, "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." And so certainly it is the Lord's plan And it's the Lord's desire for his people to be with him. And thank God one day we will be. But wouldn't it be great right now to just be with the Lord? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be in that place where he has prepared for us, where we could be with him and we could be with the saints that have gone on before us that we think of and we miss. We miss the fellowship that we had with them while they were here. Wouldn't it be great to just be with the Lord today and be free from all the troubles and the trials and the stresses and the struggles of this life? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be with Jesus and have all of your problems behind you and not have to, as the old song says, not have anything to worry about anymore? That'd be great, wouldn't it? And you know, honestly, for each one of us, when the Lord saved us, it would have been wonderful for each of us had he just taken us up to be with him right then. But you know, we don't see many accounts of that. We do read in the scriptures about a man that the Lord saved and took him to heaven with him the very day that he saved him. We read about the thief on the cross, how that he looked to Jesus in his dying hour, and the Lord forgave him, and the Lord told him, "Today you will be with me in paradise." So this man was saved and went to heaven to be with the Lord there in the same day. But the Lord did not do that. And the reason that he didn't, and listen, certainly it would fulfill a part of God's plan had he done that, because like I said, the scriptures tell us that he is preparing a place for us because he wants us to be with him. But the Lord had another purpose for us, just as he did this man. When he saved us, he left us here for a reason. He left us here to fulfill the commission that he gave, that we read about there in the 28th chapter of Matthew. We also read about it in the 15th chapter, I believe it is, of the Gospel according to Mark, how that the Lord said in the account that we were given in the Gospel according to Mark, that we are to go and to preach the gospel to every creature, that we are his witnesses, that we are the Lord's mouthpiece, that we are left here in the world that we might go and tell other people. And listen, honestly, if we do not fulfill that, if we don't do what the Lord left us here to do, then there's really no purpose for us being here, is there? Because as I said, we would be better off to just go and be with the Lord. But we were left here to serve him, to glorify him, to honor him. Let me ask you this question. Since the time that we met here the last time, let's go back to our last Sunday morning service. Since the time that we met here a week ago, have you been a witness for the Lord? Have you reached out to those in the workplace? Have you reached out to those around you? Have you reached out to those that you are in contact with from day to day? Have we reached out to those that we live close to? Have we reached out to someone while we were away this week on fall break and we came in contact with people that we may never see in this life again? Have we been a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ? Have we published? Have we published what this man published? Let me ask you something. when Jesus saved you from your sins, did he do something great for you? Do you get excited about what the Lord did? Let me ask you something, and I think how that we can answer this, I believe will show us where we're at in our hearts. But listen, do you find it easier? Do you find that you are more prone to take advantage of talking to somebody about something that's worldly than you do to talk to them about the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you quicker to talk to somebody with great excitement about how that your favorite team perhaps won the game than you are to talk to somebody about what the Lord did for you? Listen, as the people of God, there ought not to be anything that would excite us any more than what Jesus Christ did for us when he saved us from our sins. Oh, this man that we read about here, he was in horrible shape. He was a wild man. He was cutting himself. He could not be tamed. Chains could not hold him. The fetters could not hold him. There was nobody that could do anything with him until Jesus came along. And we, as I said a moment ago, we can relate to that because we were dead, the Bible says. The scriptures talk about this man, how that he dwelt among the tombs. He dwelt there among the dead. Listen, the scriptures tell us that we were dead. We were among the dead. We were dead in trespasses and in sins. We were dead inside. Our soul was separated from God, and there was not a man on earth, including us, that could do a thing in the world about it. Listen, there was nobody that this man came in contact with from day to day that could do anything for him. They couldn't even control him. And then Jesus came along. Well, I'll tell you what, folks. Things change when the Lord shows up. I mean, things are different. We read in the scriptures, we have account after account like this. In the 20th chapter of Matthew, there's an account there of two men that were blind. And there was nobody that could do anything for them. Boy, these guys wanted to be able to see, but there was nobody that could help them. But they heard that Jesus was passing by. And the scriptures tell us that as the Lord passed by, that they cried out to him. They asked, they pleaded with him to have mercy upon them and to give them their sight. And the Lord did. He made them to see. I'm telling you, listen, things are different when Jesus comes by. Things happen when the Lord comes by. He took this man that nobody could do anything with, and he cast out those demons. Got rid of them. Made this man of a right mind. And I mean, I think that we can understand his gratefulness. Sometimes I wonder, as God's people, how thankful that we really are for what he's done for us. This man was so grateful. He said, Lord, I want to be with you. Just let me leave this place and go with you. But the Lord said, no. I want you to go home. I want you to go to your friends. I want you to go to your family. And I want you to witness to them about what has happened to you. And listen, to me, this is one of the great blessings of personal salvation. Boy, when God saves you, it's personal, isn't it? It's between you and him. It's as personal as anything is. And so, listen, we don't have to go and we don't have to just tell people what the Bible says the Lord can do. We don't have to just tell people that Jesus has the ability to change them. We can go and tell them that he did change us. Jesus told this man, he didn't say, listen, I want you to go and tell people that I have the power to cast out devils. I want you to go and tell them that I did that. I did that for you. I did that. You know, we can go and listen, there's no stronger witness than personal witness. You may not understand this. I hope that you do. But listen, your testimony of what the Lord did for you is a powerful tool. It's a powerful tool. And I don't believe that Jesus ever intended for us to keep it quiet. I don't believe, you know, men don't light a candle and put it under a bushel, but they put it on a candlestick that it might give light to all that are in the house, that it might be a witness. We are his witnesses. And you know what? The Lord gave us everything that we need to be his witnesses. You may think, you know what? Listen, I'm not good with words. You don't have to be good with words. You may think, I'm not of eloquent speech. You may use the Moses excuse. You know, I can't really go and talk to people because I'm not of eloquent speech. I have a stammering tongue. Listen, all that Jesus has asked of us is to go to others and tell them what the Lord Jesus Christ did for us. It's all he's asking, isn't it? Go be witnesses. Go out and tell people what I have done for you. Maybe we need to just meditate. Maybe we need to just stop and think about the way the Lord has really blessed us. Maybe we need to just take notice. Maybe we need to just go back to the time and place. Just think back to the pain that you were in. Just think back to the sorrow that you had in your lost condition. Boy, I'll tell you what. When the Lord saved me, that was a happy moment. I mean, that was a happy moment. Boy, I'll tell you what, all of a sudden all that pain and guilt and sorrow was gone. It was gone. What we're supposed to do, isn't it? Go to our friends, go to our families, go to others. I was trying to preach Thursday at Chandler Park, and I know that everybody that has been saved feels this. But you know, one thing that I know about salvation is that when the Lord saves you, it doesn't make you selfish, does it? You want other people to be saved. You want others to know what you know. And it's our job. It's our responsibility. As those that the Lord has left here for that purpose. You know what? He didn't give the commission to civil government. He gave it to his church. He didn't leave that with the world. He left it with his church to be his witnesses, to go out into the highways and into the hedges, to reach out and to tell people what great and wonderful things that the Lord has done for us. I'd like for us to have a song. I will say this, that if you're here today and you're unsaved, the Lord can do for you the same thing that he did for us. The Lord can save you. He's got the power to save you, just like he did those of us who have been saved. Are you willing, as a child of God, are you willing to go and to tell others about the great things that the Lord has done for you? Are you willing to lay everything that the devil tries to tell you aside? When the devil says, oh, don't go talk to that person, they're not going to want to hear that. They are so worldly. I mean, they drink and they do all of this stuff. There's no need. Are you willing to just put away from you all the silly lies that the devil tries to say and go and be what the Lord has left us here to be? And I'll leave you with that while we sing.
Number 8.